Hello everybody, welcome to another Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition Session Report for Sunday, December 7th, 2014. Today we had a new player. We'll call her A for now, until I find out if it's alright to use her name online. And she played a Drow Ranger, not the Driss Duerden Ranger that we're so familiar with, but a pretty kick-butt kind of ranger. She did some really good rolls throughout the night, and it was fun describing what had happened at the table. Had some eyes popping wide open and all that. We haven't had a game in a month or two because of a lot of work issues and family issues and holidays and all that. And even now, one of our members had to step out from the game to do Christmassy stuff and all that. So I expected that was going to happen, but we actually had four players. We were hosted by my friend Ilias again, and Bert, Tad, Ilias, and our friend A were all there, and I ran the game. We took over last from where we were last time in the in the module. I can't remember the name of it right off the top of my head because I'm so exhausted. But we went ahead and continued down towards a path towards a keep. We had saved the family that had come out being attacked by the kobolds and everything, and started moving our way towards the keep. Now, A's character, and I'm just going to call the character Siobhan. There is no name for the character yet. I just need some way to refer to both the player and the character, and this is the best way. So Siobhan happened to have been found in one of the houses trying to calm down two scared children who were hiding under a table after kobolds and cultists tried to get in and steal and loot and pillage and all that kind of stuff. Thanks to Siobhan's timely interruption. However, the cultist ended up burning himself alive, and the kobolds were all dead by the time the rest of the party arrived. It was a bit of a tense moment as a drow and an elf took up arms against the cultists, but so far seems to be a pretty decent truce. The halfling decided he was going to make an extra couple of coppers here and there as he looted corpses and houses and stuff on the way. If it was an empty place, he looted what he could. Though the pickings were slim, it's mainly dirt poor conditions on top of cultists running around stealing whatever they wanted. So they took the two children in their fold, and the commoners went up ahead leading the party to where the castle was, or the keep actually, and they ran into a bunch of cultists and an acolyte chasing two people running down the creek. It was a pretty swift fight. Siobhan took out the acolyte with one arrow hit, piercing the neck, I say, so because it was such a large amount of damage, the acolyte just went over, and the cultists were made short work. Going up through the path, they go through a small copse of trees slash a small small woody area, and kobolds, seeing the commoners go by, who weren't being stealthy, but the players actually said they were stealthy, the kobolds started chasing the commoners, and the next thing you know, they were surprised by the party and were very rapidly slaughtered. It wasn't until they got past the wooded copse of trees and found themselves up against six cultists chasing a little girl. What the little girl had beside her teddy bear and why the cultists were chasing her is still a mystery, but it's something that the party had expressed some interest in. On top of that, cultist took out one of the commoners with the flat side of his blade, and one of the players, Bert, he said that it looked like the cultists were taking prisoners. Well, they haven't identified the cult yet or anything, and they're just trying to get these people to the keep and see what's going on. So the battle was a pretty messy one. Ilias's character took some damage. I think everybody took a little bit of damage that time, but Bert's character, the fighter, the tank of the group, the brick wall, fell to -4 hit points. But luckily, Ilias's character was able to go up and stabilize Bert's character. So, that's where we left, because we had a short night. We had character creation for A's character at the beginning of the game, and, well, it was, it's one of those holiday seasons where we can't be out all night playing like we would like to, so unfortunately, Tad had to get up and leave. As for everybody else, we cleaned up the our play space and then chatted a bit. Bert and I bounced back and forth off each other all night. We hadn't seen each other in a while, so it got kind of goofy here and there. Lots of puns were slung, and a pun was slung. Yep. Anyway, it ended up devolving into Bjert is his name now, and I'm Kurt apparently. So we had a pretty good time. I think everybody had a good time. Ilias made good points that we really need to get ourselves a combat grid for these close combats. Well, anyway, until next time, enjoy playing games. Enjoy playing D&D. Please like, favorite, and subscribe. It really helps me to know that you watch and listen to my broadcasts. If you could visit www.patreon.com/ExcaliburZone and become a patron, it would be awesome. $1 a month is all it takes, and it will really, really help. As always, this is Excalibur, and I am out.